All right, DC, welcome back. It's been a while. I was starting to miss you. We've got lots to catch up on, but first I'd like to take some time to send out my condolences to you and your family for your loss last week. I'm very sorry and hope you're able to spend the much-needed time with your family.
Thanks a bunch, Hoagie, and it's good to be back. And yeah, got together. My mom passed away and down in Kitchener. She was 96 years of age, long, long life. Natural causes, she just ran out of gas, I guess, and got together with a lot of family and friends in Kitchener, and it made it a lot easier. So thanks very much, Hoagie.
Hey, we're family here. We got you. And so, like I said, we got lots to catch up on. We just had our Canada Day long weekend, but today, to our friends over in the States, happy 4th of July. Oh, there's that sound. Cheers. So, how was your long weekend?
Oh, it's great, man. I get together with some family over on Lake Chipikin Drive for the parade. And, I mean, we're 6 inches away from the parade getting soaked when the firemen are going by and everything. And it's like they're throwing candy. And I think it was a bigger crowd this year than it was last year. Even in the park, like, I didn't get over to the main field in Canaterra, but people were saying it was just jammed. So it was a great day for it.
Yeah, it was good. It was a little cooler. We had the cooler weather there. I know I was working about 13 days straight there, 2 weeks straight of overtime, and I had the Sunday, Monday off. So we had a pool party and the Sunday, a little cooler, barbecue, but it was nice to relax on the Monday.
Yeah.
And yeah, so what's your go-to on the grill?
Oh, like, steaks, man. All
steaks on the grill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, burgers and dogs and sausages and stuff, but if we're doing dinner, getting the getting some steaks going and do it fries or you know what I like those little mini potatoes, you know, that's a lot of fun. Zucchini,
those ones are great. You roast them or you can mash them with skins on. They're
for
great.
Sure.
Zucchini,
and I know you know how to mash a potato.
Oh, man. I know how to mash a potato. You betcha. I got it. But over there in the garden we got some fresh zucchini, so
beautiful.
You know where to go. You come back to the studio and you cut yourself off a zucchini.
Beautiful,
fresh from the garden. But yeah, for me, long weekend, keep it easy, relaxed, throw some burgers, bratwurst on the grill.
Oh yeah.
You can't go wrong there.
Now you're talking.
You're out by the pool, you're out by the beach, some, you know, Lay's classic potato chips, can't go wrong with a good potato chip. And cold beer. You need a cold beer.
Oh yeah.
Right? You gotta stay hydrated. But yeah. So how many drinks of the turn did you get into this past weekend?
Oh, quite a few, man.
Oh,
and Canada Day was I think I started at 10:30 in the morning, and that was great.
Hey, can't go wrong there.
Well, it was Canada Day. You got to celebrate.
It was, yeah. And so I know we mentioned how we skipped an episode, but that's to be expected and okay. And we said we'd do our long weekend episode, and then we had our member guest episode. So
yeah,
we've actually got our member guest Eve tonight. So we've actually got a live studio audience.
Yeah.
We got the boys out here. They're buzzing. They've got their feature drink at the turn. They got some pizza, so they're having a time. We'll call them on as they may. They can let us know how they're feeling, how they're doing going into this weekend. But before that, we still got lots to catch up on, you and
oh, yeah.
I. So,
well, summer's started, and lots going on.
The weather says that. It is hot and sticky back here.
Yep.
We just got done men's league, 9 holes there. I was leaking. Headed right down to the beach, jumped in, cooled down. But by the time I'm back here setting this all up,
I'm snapping another beer here
for you. Oh, yeah, you're thirsty. You need another?
No,
you just
good.
Let me know. I got a whole cooler right here, buddy. You let me know. But, yeah. So we were talking about Borderfest a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to get down to Borderfest?
I didn't, but I know some people that did go, and they said the Bush was fantastic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that night it rained pretty hard, and they had to close the park for a bit. Concerts, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get, especially outdoor events like that. And if it rains, you know, you could be pooched, but, man, they went on with the show, and I heard it was really good.
Like us and in show business, the show must go on. So to mention that too, we'll let our viewers in on a little inside. So last episode, a few weeks ago there, we had a couple technical difficulties. We are happy to report the person responsible has been fired, but it took us 3 takes to record the episode because, like I said, a couple technical difficulties, but we got it. And
third time was the charm.
It was, and from what I hear, it was some good feedback. People were digging the second episode. So, you know, maybe we're just knocking off the rust here. We're a few weeks late, but here we are. We're back at it again, just in the backyard having a time to member guest Eve.
You bet. So what's this member guest thing all about?
So the member guest, it's one of the premier premier events of the club. You know, limited spots. Spaces are limited. It's hard to get into. Once you get into it, you don't want to get out of it because, like me, you might be on the wait list for 2 years. But I actually got the call for both times to play, but I had to decline because they both landed on weddings. That's what happens when you're married and your spouse has more friends than you and you've got weddings to attend. So you got weddings all over. But I got the call this year, so I'm back in it.
Beautiful.
And I am stoked. And I got some stories to tell from previous member guests.
All right.
But before that, I actually had a work golf tournament, which I was trying to tune up for, get the golf game, you know, sharpened up. But a couple memorable incidents happened. So for all those of you in the Sarnia, Lambton area, if you don't know St. Clair Parkway or Moortown, as we call it, so we're playing a scramble, as is in a work golf tournament. So we're playing number 10. We get one out in the fairway, 150 yards. We're sitting good. Number 10, doglegs, hard to the right with trees right in your face. But I took it on. I said, hey, we're over. Why not take it over the edge? Probably should have waited. Probably knew the group was up on the green. Didn't think I was going to hit it as good as I did, because when you hit it like me, you just don't know where it's going to go. But I lined right up where I had it over the trees, and away she went, right on the screws. And I'm like, oh, fuck, this is right at the green, I think. I should have yelled four, but I was in shock I hit such a good one. I didn't. So I didn't yell four. We come around the corner, and I could see the group looking back at us, and I just slow rolled up to the green with my head down. There we were, 15 feet, pin high, off the left there into the rough. So, you know, said sorry. I said, oh, you know, hey, sorry, boys, whatever, but maybe whatever, show goes on. They walk off the green, and Buddy goes, oh, here, I'll grab that, and whacks it, like, right across the green. Then the one guy goes and gets it. He puts it back. He's like, oh, no, it was right about here. He drops it to where it was, and the one guy goes, yeah, it was right here, and he steps on it, but as to be expected, whatever. Little upset. What can you do? They say, you can buy us a round. So what do? I buy him a round. The next hole, we got hole 11, which is a par 5. So I'm like, I'm waiting for these guys to get way out of the way. So away they go. Pipe a drive right down the middle. So at this point, I'm feeling it. I was able to finally get some drinks into me, you know. Drinks at the turn, hole 10. We were all ready right to go. Well, we were ready. So I finally found my groove thing. And, piped one down the middle on 11, par 5 there. We were 240 out. Hit my next shot from 240 out, 10 feet. But that means nothing because I missed the eagle putt. Yeah, so it doesn't really count for anything. But that was that. I was able to buy them around as the cart girl came around. So
hey, speaking of cart girls, you know who invented that?
Who?
You know who invented the bar cart?
Hugh Hefner.
Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra.
You betcha.
That is the honest to God's truth. They were out. They were golfing. They were fanatical golfers. They were out playing around, and they wanted to get a drink. So somebody came out, brought them drinks in a golf cart, and the rest is history. The bar cart was born.
There it is. Was this at Riviera?
I don't know the course, but
we'll do some research and we'll get back to you there.
But how cool is that, man?
That's pretty. That's something, I'm telling you.
Rat Packers.
The Rat Packers. So yeah. I left all the bad ones out there, hoping to sharpen up for this weekend.
Instagram great.
So, speaking of today's round, I was same thing, hoping to get all the good ones out. But I had a good round going until one of our buddies over here to the left, we won't mention any names, shot us a number on the par 3 and led me astray. We thought we were drinking all night tonight because this one was hit on the number. 217 to the pin, and it was on target, only to fly the green by 20 yards. But, hey, that's okay. It's only a game, and we love it. But so this member guest, as I said, is an exclusive event. Each member brings a guest, limited spots. You're flighted per handicap. It's Friday and Saturday, so we got tomorrow afternoon. We got two rounds of 9. We got lunch provided. We got dinner provided. Oh, we got drinks provided. Mind you, you just drink whatever you can. Drink all day, all night, whatever you can there. But then you got Saturday morning, which is a journey, which I experienced a couple years ago. And you start right at the crack of dawn, 8 a.m., you're back at the course ready to play, and you got three nines, I should say. You got your nine-hole matches, so you got three nines. You got two in the morning, one in the afternoon, and then you got the shootout. So top 10 teams make it to the shootout. Hey, we got a couple more guests coming into the studio audience. Fellas, we got my guest here. We got Austin. Austin, welcome, gentlemen. Grab yourself a beer. Sorry to our audience, as I introduced, we got guests coming on, but we don't want to leave anyone in the audience dry, so you guys make sure you
yeah, Hoagie gets you the first one, then you're on your own.
Yeah.
You know where the cooler is.
It's all good. But, so yeah, we got three nines on Saturday, and then the shootout, top 10 teams or something like that make it. You know, I probably won't be in it, but that's the goal I hope to be. Hey, if I want to be in it, because I want to make all these people entertained. And I got my cousin, Austin, holding anchor here. So I brought in the ringer.
Oh, man.
But maybe we should get our studio audience here involved. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
I think the guy in the black T-shirt, yeah. I think he wanted to come up. Hey, Chris,
you want to come on?
Come on over.
All right. You want to? Yeah, we got questions to ask you. So
yes, I sent that.
And we're back. So we got Chris, and we were able to get Chris's partner Nick, who I've met a couple of years ago. But Nick's looking different with the beard. Nick, you're looking sharp. But welcome to the pod, gentlemen.
Hey, yeah, have a beer.
We got hardcore questions for you.
Like, yeah.
Either you guys need a caddy?
Yeah, I'll talk to myself. I know I can use all the help I can get. So.
DC's available. Well, welcome. You actually, congratulations to you, gentlemen. You're the first guest on Drinks at the Turn, so cheers to that. Can I get you a drink?
Hey.
Cheers. Yeah. Hey, I'll cheer to that. I won't leave you hanging. We need a beer crack. Here we go. Who needs one?
Might as well grab one for me, Hoagie.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks, bud.
Lost my earpiece, but who's counting? So, how are you guys feeling?
Confident. Yeah. This is one of the best weekends of the year. So we get together with some good friends. Hopefully, every bowl that you try and hit gets in the air. But even if they don't, it's a great weekend with the boys.
Shoes are optional.
That's one of my favorite stories, if we're going to get into stories, from from member guests.
Yeah.
Saving our dear hosts.
Yes, Hoagie here. So, yeah, we'll elaborate on that. So I'll give a little background here, and Chris saved our bacon. So a couple years ago, member guest, I was teamed up with our buddy Ryan there, and it was a Saturday. I was feeling loose, wasn't wearing shoes, and we were coming up five, and Nat Sarnia there, and he got hole four that comes up the opposite way, the danger zone, Kenny Loggins.
And there's only a couple of rules, like all right. Keep your shirt on, keep your shoes on.
Don't steal the mic.
Don't steal the bike.
Oh, the mic, but the bike. Don't steal the bike either if you're biking there. But no, yeah. So I don't know. I didn't see those rules. All right, they didn't apply to me. I didn't have my shoes on. I was comfortable. I was walking the grounds. I was feeling the putts, because, you know, when you're barefoot, you can really feel the undulation. This thing going left to right or right to left, who knows, but it's going uphill, and it's going in the hole. I doubt it. But, no, you guys were on hole four there, and you're playing competitors at the time. Rawson, we'll just throw that out there. Rawson, he was angry. You can elaborate, because you were there on this one.
Yeah, let's just say he noticed that you didn't have shoes on. And I think there was about to be a little bit of an altercation, probably trying to get you to put your shoes on.
Bring it on, buddy.
But me as a good friend, I know, hey, what the purpose of the weekend is, have some fun. You without shoes isn't hurting anything, right? Okay. So we just distracted him a bit, got him on a bowl search, and you guys were down the hole far enough.
On our merry way.
Correct.
So I vividly remember this match. So this was, it's a shotgun start. So we were shotgun starting on hole five. And we're on hole five. It's our first hole of the match. And we've all, because it's a par five, we all got birdie putts. And I'm sitting over like a 30-foot birdie putt. I don't even know where I am. I'm out in space. And I look back at the guys and I go, does this mean anything? And they all laughed. Like, or I'm like, what hole are we on? They're like, this is the first hole of the match. Yeah, it means something. We're all putting birdie. Now make it.
Stop for a second. I got to interrupt.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. Hey, you interrupt any time there, Nick. That was Nick on point. Drinks at the turn. So, yeah, that was a day going into it more. At the time, our general manager, Michael, we miss him. Michael, we miss you. If you're out there, hope you're listening. We want you back. But Michael called me into his office. I took it on the chin. I went in there. I said, yes, I understand what I did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Couple weeks vacation. I needed it. I needed it anyways. I needed to stay away from that.
It was like a one-way plane ticket.
Yeah, yeah. I just had to hibernate at home here for a couple weeks. So I took 2 or 3 weeks off, but I came back better than ever. And boy, what a year it was. But hey, this tournament is full of memories like that. We're looking forward to making some more, bringing on new members, new guests. So we're looking forward to a good time, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys out there. Hope we wish you the best of luck. Nick, how you feeling? How you feeling this weekend?
I feel pretty good. We got to do a little redemption from last year. We didn't do too well.
Yeah.
Chris hit the happy juice a little too hard, I think.
That's true. And
birdie juice.
Oh, hey, now it comes out.
Oh.
2 weeks ago, I got a new putter. So Nick is one of the best wedge players you'll ever see out there. And I'm just trying to keep up with him. So new putter in the bag. You know, they only load up about 50 good putts on these putters. So I didn't play tonight, just made sure I kept a couple of them.
Keep the good ones in the bag. I like it. Yeah. That's smart. Me, I probably wasted any good ones I had. I left them out there today, and the rest is I'll probably play like I played the finish around. But what can you do? Who's counting? And we got the email. Make sure you guys keep the balls off Light Street, hole number 9.
Yes.
Look out to all our residents on Light Street. We love you. We'll bring you on the pod. Tell us how you really feel. But no, we're here for you. But so if you guys got anything, you guys got anything for us for the show? You've been able to listen?
Yeah, honestly, it's been great. The two of you guys are a dynamic duo, so keep it up.
Hey, we're just...
I'll be a loyal listener for as long as you guys can keep this ship between the navigation.
Oh, we'll try our best, eh? We haven't had any gale force winds yet.
I guess I better show up for the rehearsals.
No, it's all
and
good.
DC, be careful. I might take you up on that caddy.
All right.
Oh, DC, it looks like you'd be on the speed dial tomorrow.
I'll last a hole and a half.
Yeah. So, no, gentlemen, thank you again. Good luck. We'll see you tomorrow, and cheers, and we'll let you get back to it and enjoy our studio audience.
Hey, does anybody, when you guys are out golfing, you got a Bluetooth speaker or something out there? What kind of tunes do you listen to on the course?
Oh, speakers all the time. Yeah, that's a good one. Actually, should we bring the boys back? Hey, sorry. False alarm. Bring the boys back. That's a good question, DC. Sorry to cut you short there. Sorry to cut you short.
It was on the script.
Yeah. Yeah. My bad.
Are we live?
We're always live. But DC had a question for you, and I totally cut him off and cut you guys off. So hit him with it, DC.
Bluetooth speakers. What kind of tunes do you play on the course?
Should we answer with a story?
Yes, I do.
Oh, here
like
we go.
Story.
All right. I knew that was
going to happen. Oh, yeah. Hey, we're all about stories here.
Last year, we're pulling up to the 14th hole. Start our match against Mick Jackson's team.
Yes.
On the scorecard, his official name, Michael Jackson. So we're Blair and Michael Jackson.
Oh, let's go. Beat it.
And drum. Yeah, we started on hole 14, and we proceeded to make 4 straight birdies, which was not really obliged by them. They were pretty pissed.
Didn't come to blows, did it?
No, that was the breaks, boys.
Oh,
yeah, sometimes you got it, sometimes you don't, right? That's the game of golf. I was telling the guys there, like, so much, they wonder what's going through my head. There's so much going through my head, but so little at the same time. Clear mind, like, I know what I got to do. I'm either going to do it or I'm not going to do it. If I don't do it, well, oh well, I didn't do it, but I knew what I had to do. If I did it, then great, I did it, and it's a good shot. So, golf's a crazy game.
Well, and you know what? There's 2 schools of thought. So I really subscribe to the way that Bogey talks about it. But with the music in general, last year was a stark contrast to 2 years before we played with a group. And we showed up, and typically you'll ask if you can play music, right? Most of the people, especially at this tournament, are going to let you play music.
Yeah.
We got hit with a no.
Oh.
Which I thought was a joke.
You should have played elevator music, sent them back to the retirement home.
Right, so I started playing the music, because I honestly thought he was joking.
Yeah.
And he hit me with another, actually, I like to play in the quiet.
Oh.
To which I responded, you're in the wrong tournament.
Yeah, quiet, please.
And that was another drumming. So I think there's a distinct theme here. You don't want to take
it. Means you grow into 3 footer 101, didn't you?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's what you get for press and play.
Yeah.
But you made it, though, right?
We made it.
Right down his fucking throat.
Yes, sir.
Fucking right. All right, buddy. I love it. I love it. That's what we want to see. If someone makes you putt that 3 footer, you jam it down their fucking throat. Fucking right. I love it. So the tunes will be going. That fired me up. Now I'm fired up, ready to go. Let's go. Oh, yeah. So on that note, we'll leave you to it. Hopefully you guys get some sleep, and if you don't, that's all right, because no sleep will carry on into Saturday, and you'll be ready to go. Up for 48 hours. Gentlemen, thank you again. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. All right, DC. Doesn't get much better than that. Those guys crushed it with their first appearance, so we thank them.
Hey, I'm having a great time.
This is great. Everyone's having a great time. We're ready to go for tomorrow. We're kicking the weekend off right. We got the 4th of July. We had a little bit of TV timeout. We had commercial break. Maybe we'll throw some music in and go to commercial break.
We were watching the Joey
Chestnut, the Joey Chestnut controversy, because sponsorship or whatever. But him and Kobayashi, those were the days, and no longer. Those guys can crush some dogs. But like you said, how late we're getting tonight, we might hear the fireworks.
Yeah.
If we stick around long enough.
Our neighbors over in Michigan there, Port Huron, right across the river.
Yeah.
They throw up a huge fireworks display.
Let them go. We don't even need... I got my neighbor, remember a couple weeks ago, I had my neighbor there firing off fireworks in the middle of the day while we're trying to do our podcast here. But I was actually... We got our next guest who was willing or unwilling, I should say, to come on the show. Is my cousin Austin here, who's my guest for the weekend. So Austin, welcome.
Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. I'm happy to have you. Thank you. I don't know if you know what you're getting yourself into this weekend.
Oh, has he not golfed in this thing?
This is his first time golfing. I'm bringing in a ringer here. Do you know what you're getting yourself?
Golfs, actually.
This guy golfs. I was just about to get to his accolades, but do you know what you're getting yourself into this weekend?
I'm sure it's probably comparable to my buddies on men's league nights. Okay.
There you go. We're here for a good time and not a long time, but a good time. But Austin here golfed last year for the Fanshawe golf team, so congratulations.
A college golf player.
Yes.
Oh.
You brought in a ringer. I brought in a ringer.
Sitting around.
No. And the reason I did so, Austin, so I don't know, like I said, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. So a couple years ago when I was in this event, this goes back to the story where I was golfing bare feet same day. There was a point in one of our matches where I had to take a nap in the golf cart, and I did not play holes 11, 12, and 13. I had a nice little three-hole nap. I needed it. You got to listen to the body. You just got to hit the snooze button and rest your eyes. And my playing partner took the reins, and he's asking if we won the match, and couldn't tell you. Don't remember.
Did you keep driving him to every hole?
Yeah, I just stayed in the cart. I was the passenger. So Austin, I'm leaning on you this weekend to carry the torch. I know that might be a lot of pressure, but just you play your game and we'll have some fun. And I'll tell you where to go. And I'll try to stay awake. I'll get some rest this weekend.
Well, I got some familiarity with the course, so if you need to take a couple hole nap.
Beautiful. I love it. How are you feeling? How's the game going?
The game has been going pretty well for the last few weeks. So,
how'd your season go at college?
So our team came second
cheers.
In Ontario, and then our team came, I think it was sixth in the Canada Championships at the end.
Wow, nice.
Awesome.
His name's Colin Robertson.
Different. So that shout out was from an alumni Fanshawe. Might have to do a little bag swap after the weekend. some swag there. So I was telling them maybe we'll get out in the shoot. We're not in the same pod or flight as them, so we'll see them in the shootout. We'll have to get into the shootout, and we'll see them on the 18th green there, and we'll do it. We'll do a bag swap, jersey swap, all swap. I'll be long gone by then. I'll be KO'd by the shootout. So, but no, that's good. Yeah. So you had a good year last year.
Looking to keep that going there this year.
Yeah. Keep on. You're getting out, playing as much as you can, keeping the swings going.
Oh yeah.
How many times a week do you play?
Try to get out at least 3-4 times a week.
Wow.
So sometimes I'll play 36 in one day.
Yeah.
As much as I can.
Nice.
And so I don't want to take your thunder, but Austin here is a member at Fire Rock. You're also working there, right? Correct?
Yeah, they don't really do memberships, but as a worker there, I get to play.
So there you go. You play Fire Rock and you're tuning in there. You guys just went on a golf trip a couple weeks ago or start of the month there?
Yes, I went on a couple. I actually went on with my buddies to Muskoka, and then I went on another one with my dad and some other buddies.
My brother there, Dan. How did Dan do?
Dan had a good time. I played with him on a couple of the days.
The resemblance of maybe possibly me.
Hey, Dan, shout out to Dan. He hit every single fairway in one of the rounds we played.
Yeah, but but what did he shoot, like 95? That doesn't count for nothing. That's true. It made your job easier in the cart to go find his ball.
Exactly.
So, no, I appreciate you coming down, because all the way from London, you guys are here for the weekend. You're here with your dad. I don't know if I was going to drop your name. I'll give you a shout out, Uncle Brian. You're over there in the back. You know who's going to be jealous is Mark, because Mark's been dying to get on the pod, but we'll get Mark on the pod sometime. But he's going to be jealous hearing that you made it on there before him. But hey, that's what you get being in the tournament this weekend for member guest Eve. So you get a good night rest tonight, because you're going to need it, and I'm going to need you. So thank you for coming down.
Something tells me you're going to be carrying him.
Stranger things have happened. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Angels in the Outfield or Caddyshack or Tin Cup. That'll be me. I'll be Tin Cup. I'll be the guy sitting on either hole 11, hole 3, ball. Just keep feeding. Hoagie, take a drop. Ball. That'll be me. I can make this shot. I visualized it 10,000 times and I haven't hit it once, but give me the ball. I can make it. So Austin, thanks again. I'll let you go back, get situated. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate that, and cheers. Right on, buddy. All right, DC. Well, another great guest. Thank you, Austin. And into our next guest, we've got Justin and Will. So Will, all the way
Windsor, Ontario.
The pride of Windsor, Ontario. Will, thanks for coming on. What are you doing with a t-shirt with a hood? That hood on the t-shirt.
Well, I carry a lot of heat in the back of my head, but I lose a lot out of my forearms, so
You got to stay warm. I like it. Hey, wear that tomorrow.
Anything to make Ryan uncomfortable, that's what I'm here for.
I love it. And you're not making me uncomfortable. I love it. I love the flex.
Same flight, but we got our eyes on the prize this year. We're looking for the shootout.
Hey, we want to see you in there, too.
I'm just looking to beat Ryan in the shootout this year.
Oh,
one goal.
We're rooting for you, Will.
All right, love that.
And you just arrived, so Will actually just made the drive down here and was a straggler, so we're happy to get you on. Timing is everything. Perfect timing. We got Justin here, your playing partner.
You can call me Kush.
Kush. Sorry, we'll edit the Justin part out, and we'll just call you Kush.
Post-production.
Yeah, it'll be tricky, but we'll do what we can. Kush, how you feeling?
Fantastic.
Not after today.
Well, no, you know what? I played a couple times this week. My game is there. It's either par or triple. I get a bunch of strokes the next 2 days, and just hoping my partner can pick me up on those bad holes.
Will, you're here to carry the team.
He texted me today and said he's got great news. He's getting all the bad strokes out today.
So, I can attest to that.
And I'm happy to report after 3 years of improvement, my game has never been worse. So we're just going to make great pair.
But you're going to look fabulous. The fashion.
You know it. Not fashion, but also you should see Will's posture out on the golf course. I golfed with Will last year, and this guy is stiffer than the Statue of Liberty. But he just, that posture. roster can't be broken, and he is striping it down the fairway. I'm swinging it like balloon guy. You know those balloon guys out front of the card lots and stuff like that? I'm all loosey-goosey, lefty-righty, all this stuff. And Will is just straight as an arrow. So here, I see this guy swinging it good. I got to do what he's doing. So I take a couple swings, lock it in. Two holes, lower back pain. Oh, man, that was killing my lower back. I don't have it. I went and registered for a physiotherapist, Crosser, who's not here. Crosser, if you're out there, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, but miss you, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll get after one this week, and we'll certainly tie one on. And Flem, I'm shouting out to you, Flem, buddy, out there. Hope to get you on the pod. I wanted to be tonight, member guest, but it wasn't. We'll get you on the pod because we've got stories to tell, and you're a beauty. So I hope you got the kids in bed and we're ready to go for the weekend.
So you guys got any stories from the member guest?
Well, speaking of selling cars, how about a shout out for Park Lane, the sponsor of the tournament?
Oh yeah, let's do it.
More pleased to have Park Lane.
All right.
In presence and in part of the tournament. Fantastic.
Great guys.
A great
and
girl.
Girls. There's a lot of great girls there too.
Yeah. Yes. DC tomorrow, donuts?
Oh yeah.
Like a tradition like no other.
Do they have a Krispy Kreme inside
yet? I wish, eh? You went down to Myrtle, didn't you, Will?
Oh yeah.
Tell us, many of us have experienced the Myrtle trip. Tell us how you...
I haven't had that many Krispy Kremes since high school when I polished off 13 in a day.
Oh, buddy, it's a time down there, isn't it? The Krispy Kremes are what gets you up in the morning and gets...
Well, it's only like 3 blocks away, so...
Well, we need that sugar to pump it into us to get us going, get the sugar drive going there. There goes this, there, whatever, but what can you do? Anyways, no, I don't need that. You're good. That's just our buddies.
This is unscripted. What do you got there?
Well, it's our outline. We got a list of what we want to talk.
You've been living the whole time. I thought you were just reading a script.
No. Yeah, no, it's all good. This has been the loosest we've been in a while. We've had intermissions, commercial breaks. We've had it all.
Yeah, it's great.
We're just waiting. We're trying to stall and get to the fireworks sure. So the fireworks can get a feature
in the
show.
Last episode, we had to contend with the lawnmower next door. So.
Yeah, Bob. Bob, 9:40, Bob was in bed an hour and a half ago.
And I honestly don't think it dawned on us to hit the pause button.
We didn't. We just kept it going.
Just kept going.
And it actually took us, so as we mentioned earlier, we had some technical difficulties. That person's been fired, blah, blah, blah. But it took us 3 takes, and here we are, learning from our mistakes. And this is our first episode with some guests, and we couldn't be more thrilled. So
that's great.
Well, you can't be that loose. You're wearing your golf shoes on the podcast right now. Oh,
so. I love it. Will gets it. I just got done playing 9 for men's league, so I just yeah, right from the course.
You wear him in the car.
That's right. I wear him to bed too.
Back in the day, we used to joke about how someday they might have radio with pictures, and I just thought there's a visual for you.
Oh, what do you say? Will's been killing it. We might have to get you on the pod more here. You might have to make some.
They call that TV, DC.
Yeah.
So. I hope your game is as sharp as you are tonight, because you are killing it. How have you been playing?
Terribly. I'm out of the driver's seat, into the hot seat. I couldn't be more excited to be here. Starting member guest. It's the date I keep my calendar year-round. It's the only tournament I know where you can introduce yourself year over year to the same people, and they forget you every year. I can't wait for tomorrow.
Well, we love it, and we're happy to have you down here. And if you're hacking it like I am, for all those out there, don't listen to this, but, you know... Take a divot, replace a divot. They got the same.
At the end of the day, the grounds crew gets the course dialed in. I hear it's in great shape this year.
They've
replace
got
divots.
They've got
your ball marks. You know, treat it like you're a member. That's how you get invited.
They've got beautiful grass, and if you've got a couple patches in the lawn, no one will say anything if you take a divot and bring it home and plant it in your backyard.
Fair enough. I have three in a baggie.
I've got two. We'll compare divots. We'll compare divots. We'll see who's got the better grass. Kush, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
You know, this goes back to a couple stories ago there. Talk about grinding over three-footers. If I'm playing Kush, if you want one guy grinding over a three-footer, it's Kush, because you know for sure he's missing it. 100%. So if you're in the pressure cooker and you got a three-footer and Kush is putting, you're making him putt that.
Well,
please edit that out because Commander and I haven't played our Scott Schuball match.
we'll delay the post, but we just won't advertise to your next opponents there. But no, you guys will have fun. The event's here to have a good time. We're all having a good time right now. We're having member guest Eve. We talked about it today. We're hoping one of us out of our group here, of our group of friends, we can win one. We got someone to root for in the shootout is what we hope for, and we can take this home, and we can start our own tradition. Member guest Eve, we'll call it our champions dinner. So
anybody here won it?
Nope. Can't say we're good enough for that. We're not sandbagging enough.
We won our flight. I think we did win our flight one time. But Will and I have kind of agreed to just end up memorable, whether it be on the golf course, in the bar.
Memories.
Somehow they will remember us.
And there's cell phones. We've got videos from past member guests where one of us has been taking a video or pictures where we capture the moment.
If I could tell a story.
The floor is yours.
I believe it was last year. Will introduced me to this idea that if we crush the cans in our cart, so we would take a can, we would crush it with our foot, and then we'd kind of slide it between the two of us, and as we drove away, the can disappeared.
Where'd it go?
Where did it go?
We had no idea.
Did you litter?
So we did this for the totality of 2 days, and pulled into the end of the round. We pulled into where they parked the carts and
the bag room.
The bag room, and the nice kid working there, probably for minimum wage, and he comes over and he says, "Sir, let me clean your clubs." And I thought that was nice, you know, Will, guest, whatever. And he pulls the two bags off the cart, and all you hear is, you know, the cans.
The cans.
And I just go, oh my goodness, there's got to be 40 cans of beer in behind.
Boys.
Some damage was done last year.
And ever since then, we have been the talk of the bag room. Are you going to do that again? No, I don't think I will. I gave the guy $20 and I said, we never speak of this again.
And we haven't heard since. So we hope you've got more memories for that this weekend. I'm sure. Sorry, little horse. Too much talking on the course earlier today. The boys warned me I should have had some tea and honey, but I didn't listen. I just got this sweet nectar of beer. Ooh. But I'll clear my throat here. But no, we thank you for coming first to check out the show and coming on. It was we had to twist your arm, but Will, you weren't opposed to that, and you were easier than my first kill.
Sorry. We got that out for you. Don't worry. We got a guy for that. Your technical director coming in hot.
Oh man.
Sorry, hon. But what can you do? So we thank you guys, and we hope we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
It's gonna be a good time.
DC, you might have to just drop by the course and check out how things are going. Well, you and Brian.
If there's a beer involved.
Oh, there's always beer. 1770. Throw the drinks on 1770. Oh shoot! I gotta edit that out. All right. Okay. Rolling it back. On that note, that was a screw up by me, but what can you do? And we'll take another pause and an intermission there. Well, DC, this has been going better than expected, I think. Like you can't write it any better than this. Thanks to our guests and everyone involved for coming out to the backyard, attending the show. It's been good. We've had some laughs, some funny memories, and some impromptu, just whatever happens, and that's the beauty of this podcast. Anything goes.
But we got to get down to some serious business.
Oh, it's that time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Drinks at the Turn. So this week's drink at the Turn, I should say, which will probably be a feature this weekend at the member guest, is a transfusion. It'll keep you alive. If Lance Armstrong can pump these into him before the Tour de France, why can't we? So here we got. We'll have... You're on a healthy scoop of ice. Dig it. Oh, I think I broke the cup.
Solo cups don't break.
Oh, you're right. A generous
you
pour.
You fold them and they wouldn't break.
That's true. I think I folded that one. A generous pour of vodka here. That'll do you good. I'm going to reach over here to some ginger ale. We won't name any names. Sponsorship or third-party copyright. Apple, if you're listening, whatever. We're still looking to get paid, so just do whatever you got to do. So we're just going to pour some ginger ale into here. A little bit of that. Get it fizzing. You can hear the fizz. I hope you can hear it.
40 shows, we got to check.
So if you're with me, nice scoop of ice, generous pour of vodka, 3/4 ginger ale, and a splash of grape juice. We'll mix that up for you. And a squeeze of lime, that's right. Thank you, sir. You want a shout out? I should have had everyone sign waivers or permission slips, but who we can name drop and who we can't, but
the valet parking was nice.
Yes.
So okay, here we go.
Let me know what you think.
Out. Here we go. A transfusion.
Cheers.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it's refreshing.
Beautiful.
That'd be nice on a hot weekend on the golf course.
We're ready for them. We'll get some transfusions. These boys are thirsty. We better get pouring then some transfusions. So we'll end it there. We'll catch back up in a couple weeks.
You got it.
Oh, I can't wait. And we're getting close. I think 2 more episodes from now, you and I, we're going to be in the delivery room with Britt. Live streaming.
Live podcast.
Oh, she's right. she'll be doing a month and we'll be there in the delivery. I'll get you in.
And I'll catch you when you pass out.
Oh yes, thank you. I'm gonna need you, buddy. All right. So to our viewers out there, thank you. Thanks to everyone. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. That's what our wives are for. They'll drop us off at the golf course and pick us up. We're about to have a time and we'll let you know how it goes. Cheers.
Cheers.